Harper Audio presents Map of the Heart by Susan Wiggs, performed by Christina Traister. Part 1. Bethany Bay. Thank you for all the acts of light which beautified a summer now past to its reward. Letter from Emily Dickinson to Mrs. John Howard Sweetser. 1. Of the 5 steps in developing film, 4 must take place in complete darkness, and in the dark room, timing was everything. The difference between overexposure and underexposure sometimes came down to a matter of milliseconds. Camille Adams liked the precision of it. She liked the idea that with the proper balance of chemicals and timing, a good result was entirely within her control. There could be no visible light in the room. Not even a red or amber safe light. Camera obscura was Latin for dark room, and when Camille was young and utterly fascinated by the process, she had gone to great lengths to practice her craft. Her first dark room had been a closet that smelled of her mom's frangipani perfume and her stepdad's fishing boots, crusted with salt from the Chesapeake. She'd used masking tape and weather stripping to fill in the gaps, keeping out any leaks of light. Even a hairline crack in the door could fog the negatives. Found film was a particular obsession of hers, especially now that digital imagery had supplanted film photography. She loved the thrill of opening a door to the past and being the first to peek in. Often while she worked with an old roll of film or movie reel, she tried to imagine someone taking the time.